I think it's just pretty evident, you know, that we didn't play well. So I think we got pushed around a little bit when you look at the tape. So that's one thing you always want to get better, bigger, stronger, and faster. I think if you can take care of that, and then you take care of, you know, just learning your, you know, how to do your job, I think it'll be fine. So the whole team got the message from Smitty, and we're working harder.
Yeah, I thought you were directing that.
No, I'm not. Oh, go ahead, shoot.
Hey, Sean, where are you physically in your process right now?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good. You know, it's been a process. The season was rough. What's up, Will? It's my dog, Willie Mo, just walked in. I'm feeling pretty good, though. I've been working with the training staff nonstop about 4 or 5 days a week. Just been getting after it, man, doing whatever I can do to get my body feeling good so I can, you know, get back to where I'm feeling like I'm at my top. So just working hard, man. I would say, you know, probably about 80% right now, man. I'm working hard and just looking forward to getting back to 100.
At what point do you think you'll be working out with the guys full time?
I really don't know my schedule. Marty and Danny, man, they're kind of easing me in. You know, I'm in the weight room, you know, going full go right about now. But just, you know, some limitations. But, you know, I'm on them every day, you know, trying to figure out when it's going to be. When do I get a chance to get out there and mix it up with the guys? But they have a plan and they're sticking to it. And, you know, I've talked with my agent and my people and, you know, talked with my head coach, Smitty. And, you know, they all seem to be on board. And I'm just thankful that they're, you know, easing me in and letting me get right. Yeah, you know, I've seen those guys play for a while, and, you know, I was impressed when we signed them. We made a splash. I remember when we first signed those guys, my dad hit me up. He's like, "He got you something in front of you." He said, that's gonna be good right there. And, you know, I've just been talking with them a little bit about ball, and they all seem like, you know, they're ready to go and they're ready for a fresh start. They're here. They're working hard right now, and you can see that, you know, they're all about the Falcons, and that's what we love. Well, when you have a guy that big, you know, he's going to draw some attention. And I think another key part was that we were able to still sign all of our tackles from last year. So, you know, that's something that you just have to be excited about. You got those beefy guys right up front to keep the linemen, you know, occupied. And with the way the defense is set up, you know, linebackers will have a chance to run around and make plays. And that's something that we would love to do.
Definitely.
You know, that's one thing. If you focus on the past, I don't think you can, you know, get better. I think you learn from that, and that'll help you in your working process. So, you know, in the weight room, it's a different tune in there. It started right after the season. I think the first thing Smitty said in our exit meeting was that the weight room was going to be open the next day, and it was a different type of atmosphere in there. Guys are really getting after it, and I think it speaks volumes of the way, you know, we're able to self-evaluate and, you know, let your pride go and get in there and work hard, and I think that's something that's going to help us be successful.
What does this next year mean for you? It's another year under your belt. Hurt last year, but...
Yeah, I think this year means everything for me. I think, you know, time will tell if I'll be a part of this organization for a few years, you know, or it could be my last, but I'm looking forward to just going out there and just focusing on, you know, doing my job one play at a time. And, you know, I just pray for a clean bill of health, and I know everything will work out in my favor.
How much is having the time right now going to be helpful for the young guys, Warlow, R2, in their progression?
Oh, man, I think, you know, we don't talk about last year, but they got a, you know, a crash course in linebacking. And I think, you know, I hear them in the meetings right now. They're spitting their answers out. Coach is talking to them. It's not like, you know, and they're like, I mean, they're on top of it. And I think, you know, they had a really great opportunity last year to help them with the process of becoming an NFL linebacker. And I think they're headed right in the right direction.
Is this a fun time of the year? You know, I mean, just getting started?
It is. Sometimes it's not fun, you know, when I see the guys go outside and they're running and they're doing all that. And I'm in the weight room window just like. So, I mean, that's the tough part, but. You know, it's fun to just see the determination on their face, man, when they're in the weight room just grinding, man. And that's what it's all about. You rise and grind, and I think in the end you'll shine. I came up with that. That was good.
Is there any part of this next year giving back to the fans, just on let down season last year and to get that fan support back in?
We can't worry about that, man. We're just going to go out and do our job and just play as hard as we can. And I think the fans are like that more than us making promises. And, you know, you just never know what's going to happen. So, you know, we're just going to work hard. And then once we get out there, man, we'll let the fans evaluate. And we hope to get the dome back rocking.
Spoon, defensively, you guys couldn't get off the field last year. Obviously, you're going to have to upgrade some things defensively through the draft. Have you looked at one of these young collegiate guys and said, can we get this guy on our team? Name a player. I know you got one in your mind.
Man, the Calvin Pryor. Mm. That's going to be tough because we're sitting at 6 right now. But, man, I talked with him. I had a chance to talk with him yesterday. I mean, he's just wide-eyed, just, you know, talking about, you know, what he's looking forward to in the NFL. And I just told him, you know, continue to work. Take care of your name first and foremost, because right now, you know, during the process, it's all about the talk. And I told him to handle his business, and he looks like a type of guy that we get on our defense, he can make a lot of plays. But, you know, we have some great players here already, man. These guys are working hard, and it's not, you know, a guy might not come in here and just beat somebody out right away. I think everybody on our team is hungry, man. So he's definitely one of the guys I've been looking at. And I also had a chance to watch the kid from Ohio State. Ryan, I can't pronounce his last name. It's a little tough. Shazer. But he's a wiry guy, you know, fast, moves around, make a lot of plays on the ball. It's a lot of great players in this draft, man. It's a pretty deep draft. So, you know, we just look forward to see whatever TD and the guys do upstairs. And when the guys come in, we're just going to bring them in, man, like brothers, and just show them how to work and go at it.
Do you have an opinion on Jadeveon Clowney or Khalil Mack?
Oh, man, great players as well, man. I've seen Clowney. I've seen Mac. The things that they do, you know, is awesome. But, I mean, they'll probably be going 1 and 2. They might be those 1 and 2 picks, but you never know what happens on draft day. I definitely know we can get them in here and ball with them as well.
Who amongst the young guys are currently on the team, like a Jonathan Massaquoi or Malachi Goodman? Who amongst the young guys that are already here you think will make the biggest strides next season?
I think it'll be Jonathan, like you said. I had a chance to, you know, we went to Europe right after the season and just kind of kicked back and just relaxed. And Jonathan and OC was there, and we just kind of just talked a little bit. And just seeing, you know, where Jonathan's head was after this last season, you know, it just showed me that he was ready to work and ready to be that guy. And I really feel like he'll be one of the guys that will really step up this year for us.
You just talked about Mack and Clowney. Did you get a chance to talk to those guys? Right?
No, I haven't. I think they're here today.
Right.
I'm about to get out of here. I won't be in the weight room till 3 o'clock like I was yesterday. But
have you gotten a chance to talk to any of the guys during their visits? Or?
Yeah, I talked with Scherzer. I talked with Pryor and also Big Greg Robinson and D Ford. I had some beef with them because, you know, they beat my Tigers when they brought us out here into a trap, into an Auburn home game. So I talked to them. I told them I had heat for brothers like them. But I just tried to encourage them in their process, man. And they all said they were going to New York. So that's something I didn't get to do. Right. And I think that'd be pretty cool. So, you know, God bless them, man, and good luck to them.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, y'all.
Tell D-Led I